Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome. So I'm going to tell a little bit about my story about why I opted out of using healthcare as my primary source of assistance in treating my Ehlers-Danlos and all the core morbidities that come with it, and why I decided to go a different route. It's not something I'm recommending. It's just, I'm telling you my story. This is not medical advice in any way, shape, or form. Just making sure you understand that this is just strictly my story. So after spending well over probably 15 to 20 years of trying to get assistance with all the comorbidities that come with Ehlers-Danlos, the pain that comes with Ehlers-Danlos, the joint dislocations, heart issues, and all that. I do see a cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic once every 5 years for an issue with my heart. I do have a local doctor that I will see once a year. Outside of that, I don't really use urgent cares. Thank goodness I haven't had to use emergency rooms. I just had, the whole reason it came about was I had just lost trust in the system. So many times I was making an appointment with someone who was supposedly a connective tissue expert, and when I got there, I was spelling my condition. And then I became a learning tool for them. And I am one who does not believe that I'm supposed to be teaching you, that you should be already, if you're claiming to be a connective tissue specialist, you should already have this disorder, at least know how to spell it. I know of a few doctors that definitely knew of the disorder and knew nothing about how to treat the disorder. And then I knew of one that knew of the disorder, didn't 100% know how to treat the disorder, but was giving a good shot. And this came around through physical therapy and attending all these different programs to try and make things better. Didn't actually end up improving my life. So I took a step back from essentially counting on healthcare as my primary source for assistance. So I got tired of the constant, I would get hope and think I was going to get some help and then would leave an appointment completely distraught, and mentally it was just too draining for me to continue to keep seeking help from individuals that I knew were not going to be able to help. And even if I thought they might, I would show up and find out that they could not. I found that very disheartening. I found it sometimes soul crushing for me, and it literally was getting me to the point where it was breaking me down mentally and physically to continue to go through it. That's how I kind of started on my venture of doing the research myself and finding reputable sources of what I could do to make my own life better. I actually just had my Cleveland Clinic update, and he actually had said that I was in the best area physically that he had seen in years, and I made a comment that unfortunately none of that came from any help from physicians, and he agreed. And that was kind of another sealing point for me of that everything I've accomplished and done was not with anyone from healthcare or no guidance from healthcare. So that's kind of how I came about. I'm not saying healthcare doesn't have a place for me. Really, I only use it if I am determining a new avenue that I need to go down, or I've researched something enough to where I want to look into further options. I will see my healthcare provider if there is a prescription or there's an avenue of treatment that obviously I can't write scripts for myself that I want to go down. That is why I keep a healthcare provider on standby. But for the most part, I don't really have a need outside of my every 5-year checkup at Cleveland Clinic. And I am getting older, so it's not something that I want to completely drop healthcare for myself, but it's just not something that's a necessity for me at this moment. So I have just kept all those current providers that if I needed, I just do an annual, do my once every 5 years, and do what I need to do for my own life and watching my changes that I made in my own life were mostly diet related and the foods I was consuming, and then a lot of natural supplements are what I use, along with daily movement. Even on bad days, I will take a walk, I will use a stair stepper, I will do resistance training, anything to keep my body in motion. So the more I keep my body in motion, the more I stay in motion, the less bad days I have. And then again, I'm on a no dairy. I don't consume dairy that often. On occasion, I do dive in, but I pay the price when I do consume dairy. I know I'm going to pay the price, and it really has to be worth it for me to pay the price. In order for me to consume it, I don't really consume alcohol either. It's just not worth it for me to consume alcohol because it usually makes all my bones hurt. So I just don't do that. And then I will go through the supplements that I currently take. Those are specifically for me. I'm not saying that they're for everyone, but eventually I will cover all the specific supplements that I take. And that is how I've maintained a fairly independent lifestyle for myself and got myself back to where I needed to be. And that unfortunately was without using healthcare because I spent so much time looking for an answer that I was never going to actually get. And it's just difficult to battle through that. And healthcare in the United States is a bit hosed. And I think that it's changing for the worse. So it's healthcare staff is overworked. And I know that's the case. And I have many people I know in healthcare. And I absolutely respect healthcare workers. I do respect doctors as well. It's not a place for me. And so that is where I had to come. And for chronic sufferers in general, I've had many conversations with other chronic suffering individuals, and they constantly feel like they're educating doctors versus getting the education from doctors, which is how healthcare should have been built, but it is no longer the case. And remember at the end of the day that you are actually the master of your own condition and your own body. So if you have the opportunity to teach them, do so. If you have the energy to teach them, do so. Don't just sit idly by. But for me, that's kind of how I came about. I couldn't keep doing the spelling Ehlers-Danlos for people and basically walking them through why I had it, and it just felt like a fight every single time I made an appointment. So that's a little bit more about my story. I hope you enjoyed listening. Talk to you soon.